This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Achoo! Excuse me. Tis the allergy season. Ragweed, a weed that gets confused with goldenrod, like I talked about yesterday, is blooming now. Elm and something called chenopods are in the medium range in terms of allergies at the moment. I looked up a chenopod, and the clearest explanation would be that it's a type of weed like amaranth, lamb's quarters, and pigweed. Late-blooming perennials are mostly peaking right now, although 2022 is a little different. The bees and butterflies have been all over them. I'll take the sniffles if I can have some painted lady butterflies. I've seen them on sedums and chives. They're also flitting about my native butterfly garden and my rain garden. Monarch butterflies are out and about, although not as abundantly this year, as most have been telling me. They'll be heading out soon anyway to winter in Mexico. That sounds like a great plan to me. Although I'm pretty sure the monarchs aren't really thinking about sinking their toes in a nice sandy beach and sipping a margarita. Monarchs migrate from Mexico to Canada in spring and then head south in the fall. I talked about the Monarch Highway a couple of weeks ago. Check it out on my website, gardenbite.com. Humans have really messed with our pollinators, but we're now much more aware and are making inroads. 2022 might be an anomaly, I'm hoping, due to our lousy weather, but we have to wait and see. Monarchs migrate alone, but they roost together at night. Depending on when they're born, monarchs' longevity varies. They live just 2 to 6 weeks during the summer months, but during migration, they can live from August to April, unless something untoward happens as they traverse the countries. Monarchs can go through 4 or 5 generations each year, and only one of those migrates. The migratory generation is the last one of a year. I have much more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.